everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to a brand new season of OHL News, presented by Warrior. We're with you every week during the Ontario Hockey League season to bring you the news and notes from around the league and let you hear from the great players from across the Ontario Hockey League. As we start out the 2017-2018 Ontario Hockey League season, certainly many changes around the league as there are many new coaches and management staff across the OHL as many have moved on to the professional ranks. The OHL is certainly a development league, not only the top development league for the NHL when it comes to players, but also coaches, management, moving on to higher levels of professional hockey. To get updated on all the moves, be sure to check out the league's official website, OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Meantime, a player who's looking to move up the ranks over the next couple of years is Adam Maskren of the Kitchener Rangers. He had a 100-point season last year and is back with the Rangers for his fourth year in the Ontario Hockey League. The graduate of the Vaughan Kings minor midget program was originally a second overall pick by the Rangers in the OHL priority selection. Now, after hitting the century mark last year, hoping for another big season with the Rangers this year. With Adam Maskren of the Kitchener Rangers and fourth year in the Ontario Hockey League coming up, as time flying a little bit for you here?
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, I tell the young guys every year since my first year that it goes by pretty quick, and I always revert back to my first day leaving home for my first training camp, and now obviously I've just gone through my fourth, so it's been a fun ride so far, and hopefully this is going to be my last season and hopefully go out with a bang.
For you, was it a case where as a 16-year-old you came into the room or around your first training camp and somebody probably told you that, hey, enjoy it goes by quickly, and you probably went, yeah, whatever, and now you're like, wow, they were right?
Yeah, no kidding. I had guys like Justin Bailey and Max Iafrady and Ryan McInnes that I was lucky to watch my first year, and they let me know pretty quickly that, you know, you'll see it go by quicker than you think. Like, you feel like it goes by slow, but then you turn around and all of a sudden you're in my shoes and you're in your fourth year. So definitely something that you want to enjoy. And obviously the OHL, you get the best of both worlds with the school and the hockey is second to none. So it's been fun so far.
How was the Kitchener Rangers coming together heading into opening weekend of the season?
Really good. I think our entire team is optimistic, and we got a fantastic leadership group so far, and our coaches seem very optimistic, so it's looking good. I mean, obviously, it's hard to look at a piece of paper and say this team's going to win when you haven't played any regular season games yet, but we definitely feel confident that we can make some noise in the league this year.
There's a lot of guys that you've played with now for a couple of years. Does that help that you bring that group in rather than maybe fresh faces, or if there's been, you know, major turnover? There's certainly a core, there's a nucleus of this team. Have you found through training camp, through everything like that, it just helps to start a season off when you know there's a lot of guys together?
Yeah, I mean, you look at teams in this league that have won. I think every team that wins has majority of their team with experience, and that's not a knock to say that young guys can't contribute, but it's just a known fact that older guys that have played in the league, they know what it takes to win in the league, and we definitely have pretty much everybody returning, I think, except for four guys or something like that. So it's good to see everyone back from last year, and last year we had a bit of a learning curve, and we're just looking to build off that, and I think we're going to have some success this year. So it's exciting, and the mood is light in the room, and you know, guys are excited to get the season going on Friday.
You talk about the learning curve last year. Did you find this year, because there wasn't as much of a learning curve, able to sort of, the guys were able to maybe perfect their game a little bit more, hopefully everybody take it to the next level?
Yeah, like, I think last year was just getting your feet wet and then getting to know the league and knowing the players in the league and sort of the systems your coaches want you to run. And since now we have our entire team back pretty much, everybody already knows the systems and they know what's expected of them. And now it's at the point where, you know, we need to execute, and guys know that. And we have obviously a lot of guys signed to our team, so guys are fighting for roles and fighting for spots, and that's what you want, right? You want them because you know the best of all of us. So we definitely have that here in Kitchener.
For you, I know coming back from an injury, getting a case to maybe a bit of limited time during the preseason, obviously, but you must be excited and looking forward to getting back on the ice to start the regular season.
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously not a process that anybody wants to go through, but going through it, now I know that, you know, I'm 100% healthy, and whenever I play my first game, I'll be 100% healthy, and, you know, that's reassuring to me to know that. I'm definitely looking forward to getting the ice. You know, I've been practicing with the guys, and I'm very excited. I mean, I haven't played since the playoffs last season, so for me, I'm itching, and I got to watch my team play, and they say it's more painful than getting hurt is watching your team play without you, and I definitely found that out in preseason, so I'm looking forward to playing my first game.
The competitor in you says, let me go, and the doctors say, hold on, hold on. Is that one of the parts of the process where, all right, doc, I'm going to trust you, you know, trainers, everybody like that, but the competitor in you says, let me go.
Yeah, you know, I've learned to be patient. I think my first year I would have been like, oh, I got to play, and I think now at this point I'm sort of taking a step back and looking at it like, I hope to have a decent career in this game, and everyone that comes to the OHL wants to play in the NHL, and I think you can't do that if you're always hurt. So if I'm rushing myself back early to play as a 19-year-old, what makes me think I'm going to have a chance to play as a 25-year-old, you know? So I'm kind of just taking a step back and just trusting the doctors, and I've had the Leafs guy do my surgery, and he's pretty fantastic, so I trust him a lot with letting me come back at the right time.
All makes sense to me. Recently, the Rangers had their Fan Fest event, and a few of the guys, I believe, including yourself, may have been volunteered for a dunk tank, I might say.
I would say that as well, yes.
And how was that?
It was pretty fun. I mean, the water was freezing cold, but it's good to interact with the fans. I had a lot of young kids and come up and say, oh, I'm going to dunk you, and just that sort of pressure, just waiting, thinking like, oh, he might actually hit the button, like I might have to go in, right? It was pretty funny, and you know, to see a smile on all the kids' faces, like they get the dunk, I guess, whether it's me or another player, whoever their favorite player is, they get excited and stuff, so it was pretty cool.
Is that one of those ones, as you're sitting there, before you go in the first time, that's when the butterflies are there, and then once you go in the first time, it's like, all right, fine.
Yeah, honestly, before you go in the first time, you're kind of like, you're etching towards the edge of the chair because you know it's coming. You just don't know when, so it's kind of a bit of anxiety, a little bit like, oh, can someone just get it over with so I know what it's like. You're just sitting there, your toes are touching the water, and then you finally go in and you're like, all right, now I'm getting cold up here, I want to go back in.
How much afterwards, or even before you did it, were you thinking, I wouldn't mind maybe being on the other end and I'll be the one dunking a teammate?
If I could dunk a teammate, 100% I would be on the other end. Oh yeah, I don't know about my accuracy though.
That was Adam Maskren of the Kitchener Rangers, enjoying some fun with Rangers fans both on and off the ice. The inaugural CHL Top 10 ranking for the new season is out, and once again the Ontario Hockey League very well represented. The Owen Sound Attack ranked number 2 in the country, the Mississauga Steelheads at 4, the London Knights at 7, and the Sioux Greyhounds at number 10. Honorable mention, we start out the new season going to last year's Eastern Conference regular season winner, the Peterborough Petes. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.